Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this November 9th. I'm Joshua Chang. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy today, and there's a 20% chance of showers this afternoon. Winds up to 25 miles per hour are expected as well. Highs are in their 60s. After the cold front passes, temperatures will warm up towards the end of the week. Also, a word of warning for yacht sailors. A small craft advisory will be in effect from today afternoon to early Wednesday morning. University of Missouri President Tim Wolf resigned today after months of racial tension on campus. Reporter Aziza Kasumov has the story.
Wolf said the university should use his resignation to heal and start talking again. His resignation is a response to continuing student and faculty protests against the university's failure to properly address racism on campus. Jordan McFarland is part of the student movement.
We have asked for systemic change. We asked for things like the course diversity requirement. We asked for him to take action. We asked for him to step out of the mold of being a politician and be a leader just for once and acknowledge us as humans. The university, the students, we are just sick and tired of being treated as people who are just going to pay their tuition anyway because they have to.
The latest wave of protests came from the football team. 30 players said they wouldn't play in the next game unless Wolf stepped down. One African-American master's student even went on a hunger strike. These students are protesting because they believe the university has not responded to incidents of racial discrimination properly. Wolf said his decision to resign came from his love for the university. Aziza Kazumov, Annenberg Radio News.
A new survey by the LA Times and USC Dornsife shows that Californians are among the most optimistic in the nation towards the country's economic future. Compared to other states, Californians see immigration as more of an economic opportunity than a challenge.
California tends to be one of the most diverse communities in the world, so it's not surprising that residents of this state would be more likely to see the positive benefits that immigrants bring to society as opposed to people who live in a more homogenous community in other parts of the country.
But Californians are divided on how they feel about the state's economic future. Bay Area residents are more optimistic, but those who live in the state's interior are more pessimistic. The Los Angeles County government has revamped their car washing practices in an effort to reduce water consumption. Producer Megan Coyle has more.
The Los Angeles County government's 12,500 vehicles can only be washed once every 4 weeks under new limits instituted this month. The move comes after the Daily News reported last summer that some supervisors were washing their county cars two or three times a week, even as the government urged residents to sharply cut back on water use. Previously, county departments did not have any clear rules about car washing practices. The Los Angeles County government is also renovating one of their car wash locations to use recirculated water. The new system only uses 9 gallons of water per car, compared to 50 gallons previously. Megan Coyle, Annenberg Radio News.
USC may be getting bigger. Paulina Cachero explains why.
USC has acquired the United University Church on 34th Street near Truesdale Plaza on the edge of the campus. The church initially declined multiple offers from USC to purchase the property, but finally gave in last month. The LA Times reports it's not clear what USC will do with the 1930s-era building, where the university has been renting space in since the 1970s. Nearly 800 people have signed a petition to USC's president, asking the administration to preserve the buildings and to continue to allow religious groups to use it. University officials have said they won't tear down the church. The purchase comes as USC shifts non-academic programs away from the main campus. Paulina Cachero, Annenberg Radio News.
A baby lion was transferred to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife this morning after it was found roaming around Arrow Highway in San Dimas. The lion was first spotted by a sheriff's deputy last night. It was following a skunk along the highway, and the sheriffs were concerned it might get hit by a car. The deputies captured the lion by restraining it with a net and officer's noose. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a ballistic missile. Many were confused by a mysterious cone of white light that appeared on Saturday night. Even more took to social media to discuss its possibility of being a UFO. Unfortunately, the Army did confirm the source of this bizarre light. It was a Trident II missile launched from a submarine without broad prior notice. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Joshua Chang.
Thank you.